WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Last week in episode 261, I went over how water vapor imagery is obtained. So now that we have an image of the water vapor, just how can we use it? A big use of water vapor imagery is the detection of dry slots. Within the dry slot, precipitation intensity diminishes and precipitation chances are reduced. Dry slots can happen when a mid-latitude cyclone or a tropical system advects air from a dry air source into its circulation. Tropical moisture can be seen on water vapor imagery as it advects into a region from the tropics. This moisture-laden air can produce big precipitation events when it is advected into a storm system. Dry air in the middle and upper atmosphere indicates there are no significant upper-level dynamics aloft that will cause the air to rise over those areas. A very moist air aloft, though, indicates that there could be significant dynamic lifting for the air, such as jet stream divergence and positive vorticity advection. Water vapor imagery allows the forecaster to see a complete atmospheric motion that is not just where the clouds are. This circulation can be used to pinpoint troughs and ridges and where vertical motions are rising and sinking. Another use of water vapor imagery is to pick out exact positions of upper-level lows. This can be especially helpful in identifying the movement of these lows between upper air soundings. Another aspect of satellite imagery that adds new information to a forecaster's arsenal of information.